unchanged under your tenure?
Yes.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1394. Donald Trump named Matt Gaetz as his pick for Attorney General. Trump called Gaetz, who was once the subject of a Justice Department sex trafficking investigation involving a 17-year-old girl, a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney who would end the partisan weaponization of our justice system. Although Republicans will control the Senate, it's unclear if Gaetz will have a path to confirmation, but Trump has suggested the idea of Congress going into recess so he can bypass the Senate confirmation process and install his nominees. Meanwhile, Trump named Fox News host Pete Hegseth as his choice for Secretary of Defense and John Ratcliffe to lead the CIA. He also tapped Tulsi Gabbard to serve as the Director of National Intelligence. Gabbard has been accused of spreading actual Russian propaganda, of being a Russian asset, and has been condemned as a traitor by both Republicans and Democrats. Hegseth, who is a co-host of Fox and Friends, is a veteran of the Army National Guard, where he did tours of duty in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay as an infantry officer. He's called the United States military ineffective, woke, and mused about firing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as saying that allowing women to serve in combat has made the military less lethal. If confirmed by the Senate, Hegseth would take over the federal government's largest department, as well as an $850 billion budget and a workforce of nearly 3 million civilian workers, as well as military service members, despite the fact that he's never held a senior government post. Trump also named billionaires Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy as co-heads of the new Department of Government Efficiency, which Trump says will dismantle government bureaucracy, slash excess regulations, cut wasteful expenditures, and restructure federal agencies, essential to the Save America movement. The name Doge is a reference to a meme cryptocurrency, and the department will operate outside the federal government, but will work with the White House Office of Management and Budget to implement its recommendations. Trump called it the Manhattan Project of this era that would deliver drastic change. Moving on, Republicans will keep control of the House of Representatives, handing Trump unified control of the government. Democrats will have virtually no check on Trump as a result. Republicans will hold at least 218 seats in the 435-member chamber starting in January. In the Senate, Republicans control 53 seats, short of the 60-vote threshold required to defeat a filibuster. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans chose Senator John Thune to be their new leader, while Republicans in the House unanimously nominated Speaker Mike Johnson to lead their conference again when the new Congress convenes in January. Thune replaces Mitch McConnell, who has been the top-ranking Republican in the Senate since 2007. House Democrats, meanwhile, will introduce a resolution clarifying that the Constitution's two-term limit for presidents applies even if the terms are non-consecutive, after Trump quipped that he can't run again in 2028 unless Republicans do something. While meeting with House Republicans, Trump joked, "I suspect I won't be running again unless you say, he's so good we've got to figure something else out." Trump has joked or floated the idea of serving more than two terms going back to at least 2019, including voicing his desire of being a dictator. Although term limits are already enshrined in the Constitution in the 22nd Amendment, and there's little chance Speaker Mike Johnson would bring such a resolution to the floor for a vote, Democrats still plan to reaffirm that the Second Amendment applies to two terms in the aggregate as President of the United States, and that it applies to President-elect Trump. Moving on, Special Counsel Jack Smith says he plans to finish his report and resign before Trump takes office. Smith reportedly plans to wind down both investigations into Trump, one for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election and the other for hoarding classified documents, with Smith saying his goal is to not leave any significant part of his work for others to complete. Between Trump's re-election last week, the DOJ policy that a sitting president can't be prosecuted for crimes, and the Supreme Court's recent ruling that Trump has immunity for certain acts taken as president, the two investigations reached an end, as the combined protections effectively placed Trump beyond the reach of legal accountability for now. And finally, consumer prices rose 2.6% in October compared to a year ago. While slightly higher than September's 2.4%, the inflation figures were in line with economists' expectations. Inflation has eased considerably since it peaked at a 40-year high of 9.1% in June of 2022. In response, the Federal Reserve is expected to lower interest rates for a third and final time this year at their meeting in mid-December. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.